And this is David Duke. After we published my I Tremble for America speech that I gave to the Rotary Club in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana in the year 2000, we had a tremendous response on my website, and I got over a dozen requests to take the speech and to remake it in an audio fashion. And so I'm going to do that because I think the speech has a power to it, and I always believe that the spoken word has a lot more power to reach the heart, the emotion, and human motivation than does the written word. So here goes. Here's my speech I gave in 2000, a few months after the coal attack, and a few months prior to 9/11. Mr. Chairman, fellow members of the Rotary, usually these meetings are focused on light, local issues. My talk today is not. It is focused on a national, indeed an international issue that reaches right down into the heart of our own community. It will powerfully affect you and your children. It is not a happy subject, and I hope my words don't interfere too much with your digestion of our good Louisiana strawberry pie dessert. But as you know, I represented this area, and most of you here voted for me. And by the way, the rest of you should have. But it's too late. Governor Edwards has already sold the whole damn state down the river. Now, I've never been one to shrink from controversy. I just finished my term as Republican chairman in St. Tammany, and I plan to pursue some academic goals in the near future in Europe, so I don't need at all to be politically correct. And I don't think you really want me to be. So here goes. Here's what I have to say to you today. I tremble for my country. Just a few weeks ago, an American U.S. Navy ship was attacked in Yemen. 17 of our sailors died. I have great anger against the perpetrators of this surprise, dastardly attack, and pray they will be brought to justice swiftly. But I also must ask the question of why. Why are Americans becoming so hated? Why must we die in the Mideast and elsewhere? Why are Americans being kidnapped, tortured, murdered throughout the world? How long will it be until terrorism comes to our own shores with a vengeance? I will say things today that will shock you. It will take time for you to absorb such amazing information. At first, you may not believe it, but the proof is plain to see, beyond even a shadow of a doubt. Just check out the things that I say here today. Okay, I will say it. Israel and its power over American policy are why we face the terrorist threat against us. Although most Americans have no consciousness of it, Israel has actually committed terrorist acts against the United States as well as against many other nations. And just as Israel has attacked us, it has caused us to be attacked by others. Now, some of you may not believe that our, quote, ally, Israel, has committed terrorism against us. In the Levant affair, the Israeli government was caught red-handed in launching terror bombing attacks against American facilities in Egypt. Yet due to the naked supremacy of Jewish extremists over the American media, most Americans don't even know that Israel had to admit that they committed this terrorism against us. Is the fact that we don't know about this Israeli terrorist attack, is that not proof of their control over us in the media? Now, how did our bribed and extorted politicians pay back Israel for their terrorism against America? Certainly not with embargoes and airstrikes, as we did against Libya. We paid them for their treachery with more gifts of billions of our tax dollars and more weapons with which Israel could strike us again. And Israel did strike us again, murderously. Ultimately, Israel took her own weapons and attacked us again with American-made guns, bombs, and torpedo boats. They killed and maimed our sons by the score in the attack against the USS Liberty. In this murderous surprise attack on an American intelligence ship in international waters, the USS Liberty, 34 Americans died, and 174 suffered terrible burns and disfigurement from our own American-made napalm bombs. No less than the Secretary of State of the United States, Dean Rusk, and the chairman of our Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Thomas Moore, have repeatedly stated that the Israeli attack was clearly deliberate. Yet the Israeli fifth columnists were even able to prevent a congressional investigation into the attack, and they kept the United States money and weapons flowing to this nation that attacked us. The controlled media made sure that there was no outrage against this murderous terrorism against our boys on the USS Liberty. Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard stole vital secrets of American intelligence, which Israel then bartered to the Soviets, causing the death of many of our operatives in Eastern Europe and devastating our intelligence operations there. It was even too much for our Secretary of Defense, the very Jewish, by the way, Caspar Weinberger, who sent a 46-page memorandum to the courts on the damage done by Pollard and Israel against us, and saying that it was the worst case of damage by espionage perhaps in the entire history of the United States of America, and demanded that nothing less than a life sentence for this American traitorous spy for Israel. Not only has the thoroughly Israeli bribed U.S. Congress, with compliance from a Jewish-dominated media, facilitated this Israeli terror and treachery against us, they have supported Israeli terror against the entire Mideast region. Israel has murdered tens of thousands of Palestinians, occupied and stolen their land, kidnapped and tortured tens of thousands of people, tortured them in their dungeons, invaded and occupied and terrorized Lebanon for 20 years, killing over 20,000 civilians, maiming 40,000 children, and destroying 120,000 family homes in the process. The man who leads their nation, Ariel Sharon, is a mass murderer that even an Israeli commission found guilty of causing the deaths of 1,200 mostly women and children at Sabra and Shatila in Beirut. These victims of Israeli terrorism know that Israeli terrorism against them would not be possible except for the support of the U.S. government. They know, unlike most Americans, that 7 of the 11 members of the highest security body of America, the National Security Council, are what the Israeli newspaper, Mariv, describes as, quote, warm Jews. Jews that put Israel above all else. And these are the very men supposed to be in charge of providing American security. This leading Jewish Israeli newspaper describes America as, quote, no longer having a government of goyim. In other words, America, according to this Jewish major paper in Israel, no longer has a government truly led by Gentile Christians, like 90% of our population, but we are now a nation controlled by warm Jews, Jews loyal to a foreign power. The Arabs know what Maariv said about your government no longer being composed of people like you, but people who are Jews loyal to Israel. But do you know about it? The Israeli fifth columnists led America to make an enemy of our ally, Saddam Hussein, in the Gulf War, because he led one of the most powerful nations in opposition to Israel. They led us to an embargo of even food and medicine to Iraq that led directly to the death of 1 million Iraqis, at least half of them children. It was an act of infanticide. When Dan Sawyer spoke about the death of 500,000 children from our imposed embargo, she asked our Jewish U.S. Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, quote, were the deaths of so many children worth it? And on this 60 Minutes television program before the world, our Secretary of State said, quote, yes, we think it's worth it, unquote. What kind of monster would knowingly cause the agonizing death of 500,000 children? Admit it and say it was worth it on our national television. Do you not realize that these Jewish extremist acts of mass murder in the name of America can only someday lead to deaths of our own American children? They led us to the Gulf War, which has cost untold billions and caused tens of thousands of American GIs to suffer debilitating health problems with the Gulf War syndrome. All of this has created incalculable hatred against America. There are millions of the directly affected by these policies and millions more all over the world that don't suffer from a media controlled by the Zionists. And they hate us more and more each day. Take a good, sober look. Terrorism is increasing all around us. Arab terrorists have already been bold enough to attack an American warship in Yemeni and killed many American soldiers and sailors. They have kidnapped and killed American civilians. Their hate, born of American subservience for Israel, grows with each passing day. They will strike back any way they think they can. They will kill civilians as they think they have been killed. The day will come when thousands of Americans will find themselves and their families become victims of this hate, a burning hate that we have let the Jewish extremists engender against us. With each strike and counterstrike, we will fall deeper and deeper into the death cycle of world war. It will not be a war of great armies on the field in classical military maneuvers, but of guerrilla actions and terrorism. And the extremists who control Israel and the Jewish community will smile as we and many nations will cry for our sons and for our daughters. The Lavon affair was uncovered and prevented seemingly by an act of God. A premature explosion of a Jewish terrorist bomb unraveled the plot and saved American lives. Ultimately, the exposure of the plot prevented the even greater catastrophe of an unjust war with Egypt, a war that would have caused incalculable harm both to the American people and the thousands of innocent people who would have faced a misguided American wrath. The Lavon affair was quashed, but Israel remains a malevolent force for evil in the world. There will be more Israeli treachery, you can be sure, and there may not be an act of God to save us from the next catastrophe. As long as the Jewish extremists have such inordinate influence in media and government, you can be sure Israel will lead us into more wars. Syria, Iran, and even Iraq, again, are now in the crosshairs of Jewish extremists. More American boys, as in the Marine compound in Beirut, will die for Israel. But even scarier, terrorism will surely come to American civilians at home and abroad. Our Israeli-controlled policies make that inevitable. Israel will have its new and bigger Levant affair, its new and bigger treachery like Jonathan Pollard, its new and bigger attacks like the attack on the Liberty. Next time, though, I think Israeli agents won't have to dress up like Arabs, for they've engendered and created enough hatred among the Muslim people against America to generate sizable terrorist attacks upon Americans by real Muslims. And when these events happen, Israel will smile. Americans will go to endless wars. I tell you, we will die or be maimed by the thousands. Our economy will be bankrupted. The rest of our freedoms will be taken away in the name of security. America, under this nefarious control, behave like third world regimes and kidnap and torture suspects. America will adopt all the brutality that we have always despised in the communists, because the neocons actually are at root Trotskyites, not conservatives. Strange as that might sound, it's true. The founder of neoconservatism was Leo Strauss, and all of the founders were former Trotskyite communists. And all this, my friends, will be in the name of freedom. And all of it will occur not for America, but for Israel. In these wars fought against Israel's enemies, we will fuel a cycle of hate and conflict against America that will create the Jewish neocons' wet dream, World War IV. But we will be the one who pay for their bloodlust. I ask you, what price will we ultimately have to pay for Israel's control of America? What terrorism haunts us down the road? As terrorism increases, they will say our freedom must be sacrificed for our security. And as our freedoms are taken away, they will tell us we must give up our freedom to save it. As we kill hundreds of thousands, they will say it's all to save lives. As Americans are killed and maimed by the tens of thousands in future wars, they will say it's to keep America from harm. As war and hatred envelops civilization, they will say that we must wage war because somehow we love peace. But all of it won't be for anything other than Israel. Israel and the Jewish supremacism and extremism that drive it and so influence American government and media. Are you ready to pay the ultimate price? Are you ready for your loved ones to pay that price? I tremble for America. I tremble for America. Thank you.